We're doing the book of Hosea. We're up to what's called the 8th chapter, the 8th pasuk, and we'll dedicate our learning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. Hosea had been telling the Jewish people that they should leave their idols. Their idols are man-made. We left off with pasuk Zayin, Ki Ruach Yizrau V'Sufata Yitzoru. They will reap the rewards of what they plant, so to speak. They plant the wind, so they'll harvest the wind. Pasuk Chet. Nivla Yisrael Ata hayu vagoyim Kichli ein chefetz bo. The Jewish people have been consumed, they've been destroyed. Nivla is like it says, Bila Hashem. Hashem destroyed, Hashem wore down Israel. Ata hayu vagoyim, and now they have been among the nations. Kichli en chefetz bo. Like a vessel that no one has any use for. Who wants that? Hashem is speaking in the past tense, for the prophet sees it as something that's already happened. Ki heima alu ashur pere bodeid lo. For they went up to the Assyrian Empire to ask the Assyrian Empire for their assistance.
Why in Syria it went up and in Mizraim it go down and went down?
Well, think about it geographically. Mizraim is to the south.
Yeah.
And Ashur came from the north.
Yeah. But it's on the globe, on the map, it's like, it's up and down.
Right. I don't know. It's a better question, because usually in Tanakh, when we speak about going forward, we mean going to the east. The east is called Kedma. Kedma, forward. But I guess to go up is still to go north. I guess it's a good point. I never thought of it. I don't know. It's a good point.
Have they at that time some map and also
their maps? No, the east was up. The east was always up.
East was up.
All their maps, right? All ancient maps, not only Jewish maps. On all maps, the east was always up. That's why the east is called Kedma, the face, the front, Kadima. Achor, even in the Tanakh. A hole to the back is the west. It was just Naomi, but the truth is it's clear throughout the Tanakh. It says to the left. It says to the left and to the south, meaning the right is the south, the front is the east, left is the north. You see very clearly throughout the Tanakh. But that's when you're looking at a map. I guess it was still considered to go up to Ashur, but I'm not sure why. It's a good question. Here the idea is that they would like reached up to Ashur to help them out. They relied on Ashur's assistance, and that would ultimately cause their own destruction. Pere, they are like a wild mule. Bodeid lo, they are like a wild mule that walks alone. They're a lone soul. And a lone mule that no one's guiding him when he's wild, so is just running around aimlessly. So that's how the prophet is describing the Jewish people, that they went up to the Assyrian Empire, they asked them for their assistance. They're not going with God's word. God said, don't try to get assistance from the Assyrian Empire. And they went like a wild mule, doing what they wanted. Ephraim hitnu ahavim. Ephraim, the northern 10 tribes, they gave the Assyrian king, hitnu is like natnu, they gave ahavim, they gave the way lovers do. They thought, if they give him gifts, he'll come and help them. Gam kitnu vagoyim ata akabetzem. God says, even if they try to give gifts to the nations, ata akabetzem, nonetheless, I will gather the nations to come and make war on the Jewish people. They think that by bribing, by being sweet to the nations, they'll have peace, the classical error of the Jewish people. God says, I'm warning you, that's not the solution. If you continue the sinful ways, then even though you give the gifts to the nations, Ataka Betzem, I will hereby gather them to come make war on the Jewish people. Vayaseilu me'at mimasa melech sarim. And in a short time they will begin. They will begin trembling from the military campaign of the king and his officers advancing at the Jewish people. Ki hirba Ephraim mizbechot lachato. Why is all this going to happen? Because Ephraim had so many altars to sin on them, to bring their sacrifices to the idols. Hayu lo mizbechot lachato. He maintained those altars to continue sinning. He wasn't remorseful for his sins. So God says the northern 10 tribes are continuing in their sinful ways, so I will bring the nation swiftly to exile them. Ech tov lo ubei torati. I always write to them the majority of my Torah, teaching them to repent. I send my prophets, I send them my best works. And nonetheless, kimozal nechshavu. But to them, they look at it as something strange. They look at it as something that is distant from them. So God says, I try to bring them close, and they behave like strangers to me. Zivchei havhavai yizbechu vasar vayocheilu Adonai lo ratzam ata. And now the prophet turns to Judah, to the southern tribes. And the southern tribes have adopted the ways of the northern tribes. They started worshipping idols as well. They started going in the ways of the northern 10 tribes, and so God turns to the southern tribes and says, Zibchei havavai, the sacrifices you burn before me, yizbechu vasal vayochelu. God says, I'd rather you just sacrifice the meat and eat it yourself. Hashem lo ratzam. God says, I'm not interested in those sacrifices. You're not doing me any favor. Ata, in a time that is near, Yizkor Avonam v'Yivkot Chatotam, God says, I will take you to task over your sins. Heima Mitzrayim Yashuvu, when they will be exiled down to Egypt, the Jewish people, when the temple was destroyed, so the southern tribes, the remnants of those that were exiled to Babylon, when Gedaliah ben Achikam was murdered, they traveled down to the south. They traveled down to Egypt. Vayishkach Yisrael et Oseyu. Just as the Jewish people forgot Hashem who made them, who fashioned them, who uplifted them. Vayiven echalot. And they set up these houses of worship to the pagan gods. So just as the northern tribes behaved that way, Vihuda hirba arim betzurot. By the same token, Judah, the southern tribes also forgot Hashem, and they just built fortified cities and they relied on their armies. They said, "We have the strongest army in the Middle East. We're okay. We have nothing to worry about." They weren't reliant on Hashem. Hashem says, Vishilachti eish me'arav ve'achela alminoteha. If your confidence is in your fortified cities, Hashem says, I will send fire within those fortified cities And just as the northern castles were destroyed by the enemies that came to attack, so too the southern castles will be consumed. Al tismach Yisrael el gil kamim ki zanita me'al Elohecha ahavta etnan al kol gonot dagan. Don't rejoice like the earlier nations. Al tismach Yisrael, you are not fitting to rejoice. El gil kamim, the way the nations rejoice over trivial things. Kizanita me'al Elohecha, because you, Israel, you're in trouble. You've been unfaithful. You've veered from your God. Ahavta etnan, you like the gifts of the lovers. Etnan is a gift that one gives to a prostitute. So ahavta etnan, you like the gifts that they give you and try to seduce you, and that's an allusion to the fact that they like going the ways of the pagans to befriend the nations that neighbored Israel. Al kol gonot dagan, you like going by the granaries where people give you gifts because of the favors they anticipate they'll get from you. So too, for your financial security, you wanted to make all these peace treaties with the nations when really, it was like going for gifts with, like a prostitute is looking for gifts, because you did it at the expense of your faith to Hashem. We'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next week.
Question?
Yeah.